over at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts, they're getting ready to do a fun show called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And joining me to talk about that this evening is the manager of theater, Maggie Perino.
Yes, thanks.
Maggie, tell us a little bit about Love, Loss, and What I Wore and why some people may be familiar with the title.
Sure. This is actually a really cool piece. It is a book originally by Eileen Beckerman, adapted by Nora Ephron and her sister Delia. And if you know Nora Ephron, or even if you don't, you've probably seen her work. She's the screenwriter for things like Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, When Harry Met Sally, so all those kind of brilliant rom-coms we all love. And so what she and her sister did is really adapted into a piece that really took off as an off-Broadway fundraiser, actually, in New York, with a lot of different celebrities. And they did it more as a staged reading, actually. But it had people like Rosie O'Donnell and Tyne Daly, and even sort of more contemporary people like Kristen Wiig and Samantha Bee. So it's a show for funny ladies who tell really good stories. That's what it's for.
And in this show, it's as you said, it's a number of different intertwining stories. And I believe there's over 20 characters involved?
Technically. So it's all sort of framed through the lead character. His name is Gingy. And she's really sort of taking you through some nostalgic moments of her life as framed by the clothes she's got in her closet. So it's basically Gingy's story in the forefront. But then there are all these other, not really characters, but sort of every woman kind of people who come in and tell additional stories that are framed through the clothes that they wore. So it's really kind of about how we all have these touch points in our lives, that t-shirt you bought on vacation, that purse you found that you loved and then it broke. The classic, you know, should I buy this in black? Yeah, I'm just going to buy it in black. It's just these kind of universal things that women face. It is about clothes, but it's really about the experience of women's lives as done through those clothes or experienced while wearing that item or having that item.
Now, in the role of Gingy, it's Mary Pat Carletti.
Yes, she's fantastic.
And many people may know her through her performances at Sensei Music Theater or on the Showboat and a variety of other theaters around town. The other voices are actually played by four other women.
Absolutely. We really wanted a range of types and ages, and they're all extremely funny women. They're all extremely captivating women in the way they tell their stories. They are each very different. We've got Tess Talbot. She does a lot of work with Sensei Shakes, late 20s, early 30s kind of vibe. Sarah Zafiro, who is young, kind of new to the city. She came out of Miami University's program. And so she kind of pulls up the younger ladies. And then Nabashwa Sensalo, who's actually from Dayton. And she does a lot of work with actually, I believe it's the Contemporary Dance Theater in Dayton, as well as some other Dayton theaters. And then finally, Milhatch Douglas, who's actually big with Madcap Puppets. So it's really an esteemed group of women from a lot of walks of life. And it's so great to watch them together. Their energy and their dynamic just really builds. And I think they're a really amazing ensemble.
And they're all under the direction of Abby Rowald, yes, who is actually one of your associates at the Carnegie.
Yeah, so Abby has been working with us for years, both as a teacher in our after-school programming that we do on-site at the Carnegie in our education center, as well as being a teaching artist out in a number of public schools, both in Kentucky and in Cincinnati. We are really proud of the work she's done as far as our education component is concerned. She's a professional actress. She's done a number of things in the city, as well as tours and things like that. She came to me and really just said, you know, I want to transition. I want to be a director. I want to start doing that. And to that end, she actually came on as the assistant director for our production of Sleuth, which was last November, with the idea that we would kind of work towards her taking over this show this year. And I think it was just the perfect show for her. For folks who don't know, she actually runs Sheater, which is a women's theater collective. And they put on a lot of really cool sort of women-centered works. So when I chose this piece, while it's not sort of overtly feminist in terms of it being a feminist piece of theater, it certainly is a very female-centric show. I think it's really for everyone and really explores female viewpoints. And so when I brought it to her, I thought she has a really good perspective on this. She's already dealing in this content area. So she really knows sort of the breadth of the discourse and bring a really great perspective to this particular play.
Which brings us to a question that a lot of people often have when they see
sure.
a season. Why did you select this particular play?
Well, I loved it, number one, when I read it. That's part of it. I honestly just thought there's so much in it that is so accessible. I like theater for its accessibility. I try to always put myself in the mind frame of the audience member. Do I want to sit in this show? Will I enjoy it? Will it bring something more or new or exciting to my experience? And universally in reading this play and kind of sharing it with others, everyone went, that's so me. Oh, that purse monologue, that's exactly my life. Oh, that woman getting fitted for a bra at the mall. I know that scene. So it just became something that the more people I shared the script with, the more everyone felt like, oh, this is my life. And I just thought audiences would feel that way too and really enjoy it.
So who are some of the production people involved with this as well?
Sure. So the set is designed by Tyler Gabbard. He works over at Northern Kentucky University, but he does have his degree from NYU in scenic design. He makes beautiful sets. And he also, I think, has a real knack for reinforcing the thoughts and plot lines of the plays through the actual scenic elements. So I think he's really gifted in that way. Our lighting designer is Andy Schultz. She hasn't done lighting design as long as I've been at the Carnegie, but I'm very excited to work with her. I think she has a real handle on it. We're doing some cool stuff with shadow, kind of behind a scrim, things like that. We also have Troy Bosch doing the sound and our fantastic stage manager, which is Mary Stone, who keeps us all together.
Now, of course, in a play about clothing, I always am curious, who's your costumer and is she having, he or she having fun doing all the looking for the little black dress and the broken purse?
Right. So our costumer is Allison Lechlack. She's a dancer. She has her degree from DAP in fashion design. She's perfect for this play because she really knows clothes. She really knows fashion across the ages. She really has a great sense of time and place and what people wore. So she's perfect for this. It's interesting because the characters themselves actually wear black. So it's actually been a kind of a fun scavenger hunt, I think, for her to go back and find these perfect little pieces that perfectly reflect their time and place.
Now, this is the second show in the Carnegie season. What do audiences have to look forward to for the rest of the season?
Sure. So after Love, Loss, and What I Wore in November, we move on to The Music Man in January. That is our big sort of family-friendly production. We have a larger cast than maybe we've ever had in Carnegie history. We're very excited to be putting on such a big classic piece. So that'll be really fun. And then we end our season with a new show actually called Disenchanted. I saw this several years ago in Minneapolis and just fell in love. It's hilarious, so that's part of it. But it really is essentially a play on the Disney princess culture. Now, the princesses in the show are their fairy tale princesses, the original fairy tale princesses. But we all know how kind of princesses have become a bit of a consumer industry. So it's a little bit about, you know, what these real princesses' lives would be like if they had been through the Disney mill. One of the songs they sing that's very popular is called All I Want to Do Is Eat. And the chorus is about eating Doritos and burritos and how wonderful that would be. And so it's just a little bit of a snarky take on, you know, if these princesses were real. I try to explain it as sort of a cabaret where a bunch of girls get together to kind of just talk about their problems and throw off those tiaras. So again, it'll be super, super funny. It's definitely a show for all kinds of people who want to come and just laugh for an evening. That's really all it's for.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Maggie Perino, Manager of Theater at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts. Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie.
Thank you.
For more information on Love, Loss, and What I Wore, running at the Carnegie November 5th through the 20th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
I've looked at life from both sides now, been up and down, and still